get this kicked off. I'm really glad you guys showed up. First of all, many of you are probably wondering, who am I?
Yeah.
All right, so let me just go into that really quick, and then I'm going to get into what I want to talk about today and what we're here about and just really encourage one another. First of all, my name is Mark Russell. I was born here in Buffalo, used to live in Story, and I moved away. Back in 2010, I was driving on the interstate, and I was doing my own business stuff, and God planted a seed in my heart saying, I want you in politics. I thought it was nuts. That was back in 2010. I got into political consulting back in 2010. I managed 4 campaigns. I love politics. I love getting involved. I decided after being in Texas for 2 years, I'm going to come back home. I just moved back to Story in Buffalo area about 4 months ago. So it's good to be back. I'm glad to help out in whatever area I can. But as you know, we live in very crazy times, chaotic times. And this is a great opportunity for us to come together. And this isn't just me. I just happen to be the face of all this. This is all of us coming together. And I just want to thank Scott Patterson, wherever he is, over here. He and a few other people actually had this idea first, and I just said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. So it's not just me. I just have to be the person in front of everyone here. So anyway, I want to thank you all for being here. And there are events going on all over the country, and I am proud to be an American. It's all about USA. We need to stand strong together. USA! Let's get it going!
USA! 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 USA!
So that's
USA.
What it takes, exactly, for
Fight
all of
for
us
Trump.
To come to the pro-Trump.
Fight for Trump.
Yes. Yes, exactly. We need to come together, and it's all about Trump. So, anyway, before I start off, I want to go into the 12 steps to change America. And these actually are not my ideas. I actually brought these together with several people out there, the movers and shakers across the country. And one of the things I did not mention was that I have a platform called Rise Nation USA. I started it in Texas and it's branching out all over the country. Basically, this platform is a way to encourage candidates, godly candidates, to run for office. I am big in supporting candidates with high morals to run for office. Conservative values, our families are under attack right now. And everything starts in the home. Our history is not taught anymore. Our country has lost its identity. And it's up to us to remind each and every one of us and everyone who we are as a country. We lost our identity. And we are the majority. We're the majority. Not them. They just have the big tech, Google, Facebooks, Twitters, and all that. We are the majority. We need to remind ourselves that we are the majority.
Stop the steal.
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 So I have the 12 steps to change America. Some of these steps you've already heard. They're a good reminder. I want to go into them. But first of all, I want to bring up in Matthew 13, 24 through 26, it talks about the good people, the good fields, the growing the good seed. And when they fell asleep, what happened?
The enemy.
Bad seed came in. The enemy came in. And that's what happened. Unfortunately, we need to step up. And so, but Jesus never faulted the enemy for what happened. But we must come together. So the first step is we need to pray every single day for our leaders.
Amen.
Amen.
The situation does not change on earth until they have been changed in heaven. That is the power that we need to know, and it is real. So we need to get on our knees every single day and pray to Him, Heavenly Father, and let Him know what is going on, and pray for our leaders, every single leader, even the left. We need to pray that the Holy Spirit works in them and changes their heart. So that's number one. Number two, if you have children, this is the second step. If you have children, we need to teach our history and our heritage of this country. All right? We need to take our own responsibility to teach our values, our founding values and principles of this country. That is not being taught in our schools. That is what is happening right now. They're getting a watered-down version and a distorted version of what is going on in our history, or what happened in our history. So that's number two. Number three, I brought this up before. We need to act like the majority because we are the majority, not the small majority. It's just because the big tech firms have everything, the media sources and all that. We are the majority. All right. Well, a Gallup poll said that 84% of this nation firmly believe in Jesus Christ. And a separate poll indicates that 94% believe in God. All right. Over 80% approve of voluntary prayer in school. 81% of the nation, opposes homosexual behavior. 89% opposes the use of abortion as a means of convenient birth control. All right? So we are the majority. We need to remind ourselves of that. When we start losing our faith, we need to remind ourselves we are the majority. So number four, when it comes to candidates running for office, this is a big one. We need to ask deeper questions on who is running for office. We don't need any more rhinos in office.
Amen.
None.
Amen.
All right? So once we find out about the candidate, we need to go deeper than just their professional qualifications. We need to know what morals they have. We need to know things like the relationship between God and government. We need to understand their view on abortion, homosexuality, all these deep things that are going on right now that are causing all this despair. So the main question is, do they agree on our founding fathers called the moral law? Do we agree on the moral essentials? Number five, after we identified the best candidate, we need to all come together and support that candidate, because the media is not our friend right now. All right, we need a strong grassroots movement, and we need to stay strong together to help bring us together and get behind the candidate. So a strong groups, strong grassroots efforts is number five. Number six, another big one. They're all big, but this is another big one. We need to contact our congressmen and women more often. All right? That was brought up. How many letters does the average congressman or woman get on an issue? Guess how many? Only 5 to 10. 5 to 10 is the average. And for an issue to become a hot issue in Congress, it's 20 letters from us. Those petitions don't work. Those online petitions don't work, just to let you know. That's just a way to get your information to get on an email list. That's all a bunch of baloney. Or a handwritten letter. And so this is what I'm really passionate about with Rise Nation USA, is I'm going to teach you, everyone, how to do a proper letter to the congressmen and women of our leaders today. So there's a good structure to do that. All right, that's number six. Number seven, if we see good people that are holding back, we need to encourage them to run for office. All right, there's a lot of good people out there not stepping into the public life. We need to have the resources to equip them properly. And so if you feel like you're led, there's several different ways you can help out. And a lot of you are here informing one another, and that's really important. The second way is recruiting good people, all right, into office. And the third thing is run. It's not that hard, all right? And you just have to be sold out on what you believe in and have a good moral compass. You don't need a lot of political experience. In fact, that's even better when you don't have political experience. All right, number eight. We need to be more effective on communicating our different viewpoint, all right? We need to be understanding with one another and not how to rip the other side apart. We don't get to the heart of the issue by doing that. We got to be better at communicating with one another. That's number eight, number nine. We need to develop an unswervable attitude of duty and steadfastness. This took 50 years or more to get where we're at right now. And so to get back on track, it's going to take a while. It's not going to happen in one election. All right? So we have to make sure that we stay focused and stay strong together through all of this. And number 10, embrace the truth. Guys, patriots, we got to speak the truth. How many truths are there? One. Okay? Not a lot of truth. That's why I like Ben Shapiro. He says, facts don't care about your feelings. That's what I agree about Ben Shapiro. And so we have to hold our ground, be courageous, and be a voice for our moral standards. All right, number 11, build communities. All right, whatever happens in the next 24 hours, we have to build communities. Because us patriots, when we go into the employment office or go into these institutions, when we stand our ground, somebody's going to get fired. All right? Somebody's going to be up a wall or in a bad cornered place. We need to be there for them. We need to know what to do, how to support these people, okay? We're talking about schools. We're talking about corporations. We're talking about all these places to where us patriots are in a tough spot. We need to learn. We need to have a community. It's another thing I like about what I'm putting together with Rise Nation USA. So another thing, the last but not least, is 12, okay? It's the last one. We need to create structures to stick together, all right? We cannot rely on Facebook. There's a lot of Facebook groups out there, but just on a click of a button, Zuckerberg can shut us down. So we need to get on an email list, a text message campaign. We need to stick together that way too, because Linda's Buffalo News and Events get shut down right now. My groups get shut down right now. And so how are we gonna find out what's going on, all right? And so we need to create such. So those are the 12 steps, all right? And that's what I'm passionate about with Rise Nation USA and some of the other great organizations out there, is because they do exactly all of this. Okay? If you haven't heard of Convention of States, I would highly recommend you go to conventionofstates.com. It's led by Mark Meckler, and it's a great movement if you haven't heard of it already. So, I have a sign-up sheet here. If you are willing and able, I'd like all of us to get on this. I want your name, email, or cell phone number. It's just a way for all of us to stay in touch, because more accounts are going to be shut down with Facebook. All right? I don't trust social media anymore.
30-day suspension here.
All right?
Again.
Yep.
Get off of Facebook.
So,
I'm on everything.
Anyway,
I use it now.
That's the 12 steps. And anybody else have any announcements?
What was your first one, Mark?
Number one.
My first one was the praying.
Why don't we do that?
Let's do it.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful morning where us patriots have come together and really just come together and focus on what we need to do to stand strong in these times of chaos and times of just immorality and just all the things that are going on in our political system right now that does not honor you for who you are. And please give us the strength and the courage to come together and speak the truth and speak life into one another and be a light for you and being a strong example no matter where we are, that what we do as a people, we the people of the United States, that we honor you and we are strong examples of your word. Please direct us, guide us, as every single day when we become discouraged, please speak life into us with the Holy Spirit that we are equipped with. Please reach into us and guide us where we need to be. And give us the discernment of what to understand and what to stay away from, what information we need to know, what information is not sound information. I also want to pray for President Trump. He has a lot of responsibility on him, Heavenly Father. Please give him the courage, the strength, and the ability to do what is right, like he's been doing for us for the last 4 years. Also, please give Mike Pence the discernment and the heart to make his decisions that honor you. And all the people that are in charge with the election results, all the voting booths, everything that has to do with the election, please speak into them to do what is right. And just as a country, us patriots, give us the strength to come together. Give us one voice to come together. Let's stand united. And Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity. This is a speed bump, because with all of us being the majority, we can honor you. We can speak life into one another. We can be encouraging, and we can be an example for others to follow. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 So thank you for being here. So, yeah, there's a lot going on right now, so let's just let's be proud to be patriots. It's USA. It's what it's all about.
USA!
USA!